16.
Welcome to High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM. Let's head courtside and join Gina Green with the analysis and with play-by-play. Here's Ryan Schlater.
And we welcome you to Cohawk Arena, another rivalry Saturday. Plenty of girls basketball from teams from all around Eastern Iowa and a few from the western portion of the state. Already got a couple of games under our belt here from rivalry Saturday as MFL Marmac fell to Maquoketa Valley just a few moments ago, 50-37. Algona Garrigan started things off with a victory over Van Buren, 71-53. And now it's time for our first action here on the North Gym 107.5 and the South Gym 106.3 FM. We start off with Regina taking on Bellevue. Ryan Schlater and Gina Rogers to take you through this game. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer will come back on for the second game that we'll have for you. So we'll have a lot of alternating games that we have here from this beautiful new venue for the rivalry Saturday. A little bit different to Gina and the fact they've had this type of basketball activity early on in the season, late in the season. This time it's on the Thanksgiving weekend, and just a great opportunity for these kids to play some tough caliber teams, play in a full-sized arena, something that's a little bit out of the ordinary, and teams that they're certainly going to be embracing. We'll talk a little bit more about that throughout the afternoon, but let's talk about these two teams here. Regina, a state tournament visit a year ago. Throughout the season, undefeated. Fell to Western Christian as the season got moving along there. Unfortunately, just a tough go for them to end out the season. They defeated a Bellevue team in the regional final. Bellevue, they return everybody from last year. A few bumps and bruises, some injuries as they lost the lead, and they would end up losing to Monticello 46-42. Meanwhile, with Regina, they're finally going to get some action in here today, their first game of the season, but an injury of their own that may reshape the caliber of their team and what direction they go in. Bottom line is you have two great coaches with some great athletes, and you couldn't ask for a better venue and an opportunity for these kids but to play here early on in the season.
Absolutely. These are two teams that know each other well, being in the same conference, and they've played each other tight games over the past few years. And so I think they're all excited to get the season going and to be able to do it in this beautiful arena. And this you know, this rivalry Saturday, Scott Monk, the organizer, does it. I don't know how he does it every year, Ryan. It absolutely blows me away that he brings in such talented teams, high-rated teams from across the state, and brings together here on this Saturday, which, you know, is known as Rivalry Saturday, not just here for girls basketball, but across the nation with, you know, various college football games going on today as well. So it's an exciting day, beautiful arena. I'm excited to start the season, and this is a great way to do it.
As we said, two games already. We have Bellevue and Regina coming up. Later on today, it's Iowa City West taking on Davenport Assumption. Scott and Steve will have that one for you. Other contests at 3:35, it's Springville taking on Panorama, followed by Marion and Linmar. At 6:45, North Lynn takes on Cascade, and then the nightcap, the wrapping it all up, Center Point Urbana against North Scott. So, yeah, if you like high school basketball, we got it for you, yeah, right here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM throughout the day. So if you follow rankings at all, you got Regina at number 2. You got Bellevue at number 7. I don't get that wound up about the rankings. Sometimes it's better sometimes, I think, for the fans, and sometimes a way to motivate the kids. But Regina returning some great athletes here. But they do have some situational things here. Senior guard Mary Crompton, she's going to miss the game with a knee injury. Could be out for a while. We'll have to see. But she's averaged 22 points against Bellevue last season. She's signed her letter of intent with Illinois State. She has been solid throughout the year, 18 points per ball game. She is going to be missed, and right now they're going to have to depend on some other people to step it up.
Yeah, I think the one thing about Regina, a lot of these girls were just in state volleyball, so I know that they play multiple sports together. But with Mary Crompton out, we got to probably look to Alex Weiss to step up. And the 6-foot junior is, you know, had some good playing time last year, and she was also very instrumental in volleyball. So when we talked to Coach Wallace before the game, he said he's going to really look to see who's going to step up and you know, see who. This is an opportunity. You know, it's yes that Crompton is out, but this is an opportunity for someone to step up and be a leader.
Yeah, Alexa Lehman, for example, 4.5 points per ball game a year ago. Lauren Gardy, 2.8 a year ago. How deep will they go? We'll see how this season progresses. Bellevue, with everybody back this year. And when we visit with Coach Rick Ray in his third year at Bellevue, they can go tall if they need to, a little bit bigger on the inside. If they need to go quicker, utilize the guards more. They're able to do that. A very close-knit group here for Bellevue. And you take a look at the injuries that they've had. Emma Kelchin, a little bit banged up in the last game. And that's going to be kind of situational for her as well. And I think Bellevue's got this issue going on with Carmen Ray. She has a little bit of an injury here. Another player getting a concussion. There's just been all kinds of things that they had to deal with in their loss to Monticello. But both these coaches aren't getting too, and the kids aren't either, too wound up about it yet, because it's so early in the season. One game for Bellevue, and that's it. You still got plenty of time to figure out each team and see where everyone else fits in.
Right. You've been practicing for 2 weeks now. Bellevue's got one game under their belt where Regina doesn't. But you've been practicing for 2 weeks, and when you're at this point, you're just anxious to get on the floor and play a game and then really evaluate where you're at. Because you can see it in practice. You know what you've been working on. But until you get out in a game, and a game that should be as competitive as this one, you'll really find out where you need to work and how you need to focus and kind of set your path for the rest of the season.
Regina, over the last two seasons, a combined 51-2. In fact, the fourth most wins over the last three seasons among all classes in the state of Iowa. Coach Jeff Wallace has said that they have beefed up their schedule this year as well. They got a lot of 5A teams on here, City High and Kennedy. The good news about that as well is not a lot of travel to play these extra ones. However, they're going to be going to Columbia, Missouri for a tournament. It's kind of a 48-hour tournament,
yeah,
with a lot of elite teams. They had an opportunity to get involved with that. But he did mention they're playing the number three team in the nation.
In the nation, folks, not just in the area, in the nation. Yeah, and a 48-hour schedule, they play around the clock for 48 hours. So can you imagine calling a game at 2 in the morning or playing a game at 2 in the morning? So that's going to be fun. It's going to be a great experience for the girls.
Yeah, Incarnate Word Academy out of St. Louis, Missouri. So get the kids kind of away, play some other individuals that aren't as familiar with them, and what a great experience.
Yeah, that's how you get better. Play the good teams, play the tough teams, and just go in there and give it your all. You've got nothing to lose and all kinds of stuff to gain. Even if you don't win the game, you get better, and you got to play against the good teams and get the competition in, just like we're doing here all day today.
And I think, to me, it seems like what we saw from these teams last year is not necessarily what we're going to see this year. I'm excited to see what Regina and both Bellevue are going to bring to the table.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rand. As you were speaking about the rankings, these rankings kind of come off of the way they ended last year, at least the preseason rankings do. And I agree. I don't put a whole lot of stock into them because it's a new team. It's a new season every year, and you just got to see how things shake out.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we return, we'll bring you the starting lineups. It's Rivalry Saturday in afternoon and evening of Iowa High School Girls Basketball in Cedar Rapids on the campus of Coe College. This is Girls High School Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Ryan Schlater and Gina Roberts, we are back at Cohawk Arena. And a special thanks to Scott Unash for giving us the opportunity to join the KGYM team. for this and maybe a few more games throughout the season. So a special thanks to him and KJYM's commitment to Iowa high school basketball, not only this season, but seasons past and seasons in the future. We certainly appreciate it for all of us that are enthusiastic about what these young athletes bring to us around the eastern Iowa area. Bellevue and Regina, they're on the floor getting ready to rock and roll here. Let's bring you the starting lineups. We start off with Regina. It'll be Alexa Lehman. She is a senior, a forward. She averages 4.5 points per ball game. Lauren Gardy, a senior guard, 2.8 points per game. Grayson Dumont, a senior, a guard, 4.2 points per ball game. Kennedy Wallace, a sophomore, coach's daughter. She averages 7.2. And Alexa Weiss, a sophomore, playing it forward at 15.7 points per ball game. Lehman, Gardy, Dumont, Wallace, and Weiss, the starters for Regina. For Bellevue today, it'll be a 5'6 junior, Kaylee Miller. Lindsay Banowitz is a 5'9 sophomore. Had 11 points in her game against Monticello, as did Teresa Paulson, a freshman at 5'11. Rebecca Schrader is a 5'9 senior. And Gianna Mickles, a 5'6 junior, had 15 against Monticello. So Mickles, Schrader, Paulson, Banowitz, and Miller, the starters for Bellevue. As we said, a few injuries with Cameron Ray, Alma Kelchin. It was just kind of a tough go for them. So nonetheless, you play through it as the games go on.
Listening to the public address announcer give you the starting lineup here.
Bellevue will be in their royal blue uniforms with the white numerals. Regina, their home white jerseys. Gold with Regina Regals across. Bellevue, about an hour and a half trip from Coe College. Or from Bellevue to Coe College.
The Bellevue Comets. It's not a team I've seen play before. I've certainly seen the Regina Regals once before, so I'm interested to see how the Comets come out. And the coach mentioned to us they play really tight. They're a family unit.
Certainly will be a tough task. They gave Regina fits all throughout the year in their visits last year. The big one was the regional final that catapulted Regina to the state tournament. Alexa Weiss getting ready to jump center with Teresa Paulson, the freshman. They're at half court, ready to get this one underway. And it will be controlled by Bellevue. They're moving right to left in front of us. And Regina's starting off in a player-to-player or man-for-man defense, if you prefer. Kaylee Miller has it just outside the arc on the left side. Kick it over to Paulson. The ball trickles away. It's picked up by the Regals. Down the left sideline. The bounce pass goes deep at the left side. It's Dumont that has it. Cross court. Quickly passing into the interior. The shot is up and good. Nice feed to the interior. Weiss puts it up and good. Alexa Weiss for the first two. Tried to get the steal, and they did so. And then there's a quick foul. Regina's going to be extremely aggressive throughout this game. Alexa Lehman going to go to the line. First one up and good. Shot 74% from the field a year ago. And hoping that those free throw opportunities continue this year. And of course, I start hyping up how good the free throw is. Misses that one. Comets come back the other way in a hurry. Shot is missed by Kaylee Miller. They're playing aggressive. Now Regina's going to get it across the timeline. Lehman will have it. Left point brings it out between the two circles. Out at the center of the court. Tried to feed it to the inside. Intended for Lehman. It's swatted away by Rebecca Schrader.
I'm noticing Gardy for the Regals. She's doing a really good job tipping, getting her hands in the passing lanes and tipping those balls away. That's at least two that I've seen her get.
Go, Lindsey Banowitz has it for the Comets. They get the ball back down the right side. Lance Mickles. Mickles just inside the arc. Then she dribbles back out. Comes out to the near side. Banowitz. Banowitz aggressively defended by Grayson Dumont. Out of the circle, Schrader. Schrader feeds it out of the right side. And then she tried to tap it on the pass of Teresa Paulson. Regina the other way. Pass got away momentarily. Out to the right it goes. Lehman. Shelos. Boy, turnover heavy for both these squads. I don't think coaches are too happy about it right now.
Well, what's happening with Bellevue is they tried to throw over Weiss on that last possession. If they would have done a bounce pass, I think they would have had that. It was a good drive. But good defense by Regina in rotating on.
Paulson on top. Guarded by Dumont. Flip it out to the right side. Schrader. Schrader. She dribbles in to the paint. Then the bounce pass comes out quickly to Miller. Then back out a little bit farther out. Banowitz. Here's a baseline move. Schrader. She goes back down. There's a foul as the pass went down to the low block. Teresa Paulson gets fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two.
Schrader doing a great job of penetrating. She's taken about one to two dribbles and then dishing. A couple times I think she could have just taken it in there for the layup.
Kennedy Wallace the foul. Second one is missed. And the rebound to Alexa Weiss. So here's Regina coming out for it. Alexa Weiss. And the Comets get it back. Well, they're just a little more casual this time as they flip it in toward for Teresa Paulson. Try to go up with it. Missed it. 3-1 early on here. Regina and Bellevue. Not the prettiest of games so far. Kennedy Wallace skipped the pass over to the left side. There's another turnover. Teresa Paulson picks it back up. Ball flips out of her hands. Now for the Comets. Shot from 15 feet away. Up and not good for Gianna Mickles.
Gina's going to slow it down just a little bit here and try to get something set up. Bellevue also in a man defense. Straight up.
Weiss. There's a three-pointer. Shot up and on the way. No good. Kennedy Wallace. Scramble for the basketball. They got a jump ball.
Our first substitutions there for the Comets.
Lauren Gardy missed the shot. Rebound. And it comes back out to her. Kennedy Wallace out of the far side. Grayson Dumont taking their time, working around the circle. Foul for the top of the key. Jumper taken. Anna Martin. No good. Rebound picked up. Rebecca Schrader. Schrader down the right sideline. Crossover dribble. And caller carrying the ball. Looks like she had problems handling the basketball.
So we do have Emma Kelchin and Cameron Ray in for the Comets, both that you mentioned in the pregame that maybe had a little bit of an injury, but they're in there now. See how long they can go.
Over top, intended for Weiss. She got it. Put it up and good. Alex Weiss. Got an Alexa and an Alex for Regina. Center step move. Shot up too long. Lindsey Banowitz. Scramble for the basketball in the corner. And good hustle for Bellevue. Jana Mickles. Try to keep it alive. The last touch by Regina. So early on, 3:44 in this first quarter. It's 5 for Regina, 1 for Bellevue. Very low scoring affair here from Coe College. Rivalry Saturday. From the outside, Mickles for 3. Bounces around the rim and then over top, taken by Regina. The other way we go. Dumont's got it. Grayson Dumont out far side.
We got Maeve Dunn in there now.
Long 3, no good. Virginia gets the offensive rebound. Ball tapped away. Flitters out of bounds. You heard the whistle. It'll go to the Bellevue Comets.
I've got six turnovers so far, Ryan, and you're right. It's the first game of the year, so we've got to clean some things up here. I'm sure that'll be mentioned by both coaches at the first opportunity.
Both coaches have been anxious to get some games under their belt. There's no doubt about that one. Schrader on the dribble, left-handed. Needing some help. She gets it from Mickles. Mickles left wing, guarded heavily by Dumont. Ball lost. Picked up Regina in the steal. Layup all the way is in there.
Yeah, there's Guardy again, getting that hand in the passing lane, tapping that ball away and taking it back and getting a score.
Lauren Guardy's first two. And for the Comets, down by six. Out at the top of the circle, Teresa Paulson, long three, air ball out of bounds, no touch.
The Regals are putting on some full court pressure there. The Comets panicking a little bit and settling for that quick three ball. I think that's probably why Coach Raisin has taken the timeout now to talk about that a little bit. Just weren't quite ready for when the Regals threw on that full court pressure. They'd get it broken, and then they didn't really set up their offense and start passing the ball and looking for the open shot.
Quick timeout. We'll keep it right here. But, yeah, it's kind of a rough game for both. 7-1 your score. But, man, the Comets need some better shot opportunities right now. They're just not taking good shots, but that's a credit to Regina, too.
Well, they're actually getting a couple of looks, and they're just missing them. They're getting that Schrader's taking that dribble and dish, and like I said, I think she could just take it on in there because they're clearing out. They're playing the defensive player. So right now they're playing Emma Ketchin. Alex Weiss is playing Emma Ketchin high, so that over, if you can get the ball down to her on the inside in the lane, it's open.
Alex Weiss will toss it inbounds to Guardy, and up the floor will come Lauren, the 5'7 senior. She has 2 points so far today, brings it up to the top of the key. Coming out of the high post is Alex Weiss, who dribbles out to the right side. There's a long-range shot taken. It's up. It's no good for Grayson Dumont. Scramble for the basketball. He'll call the jump ball. That should give it to the Comets. And that is indeed the case. First game of the season for Regina. Bellevue lost to Monticello, a game that they loved throughout except for the last minute. They fell 46-42.
So Regina in that full court press again. It looks like a 2-2-1.
Tapped out. Comets will remain, but this is what Regina will do. They will keep bringing it.
Yeah, just getting those deflections, hands and passing lanes.
Oops, travel there.
Sometimes that's all it takes. Yeah. A little bit of pressure, and you kind of get out of your groove.
Kennedy Wallace doing a good job that time. As I said, the coach's daughter of Jeff Wallace, who was the head coach at Regina from 2000 to 2006, had a 120 win and 30 loss record, leading a team that they took to the state tournament. In fact, one of my first ever high school broadcast regional finals was a Mid Prairie Regina game. It wasn't one of his games. But when Regina made it to the state tournament in the late 1990s, when I covered Regina, and I remember that game, and they defeated Cascade at the U.S. Cellular Center.
We'll be seeing Cascade later on today.
Chelsea Getkin led squad.
So a few more substitutions coming in. Ellie Gann, it looks like, came in for the Regals.
Katie Dunn, the 5'11 senior. She'll come in, play the post. She'll come in for Emma Ketchin, who did not start today. Battling a couple of injuries. Bellevue loses the basketball back to Regina at 7-1 in favor of the Regals. Haven't had a lot to say for scoring because there hasn't been that much. This time the shot goes to the right of the basket. 1:28 showing on that clock. And
I've got the Regals 0-for-7 from three-point land right now. I think Coach Wallace would probably like to see them work it inside a little bit more.
Nichols needing help in the inbounds. Schrader comes out. She'll take it all the way up. Two-on-two. Long-range shot. That's Lindsay Banowitz. It's no good. And their own rebound underneath the basket, spinning around with Schrader. And Schrader gets fouled.
Yeah, I'm...
Call up on Dunn.
I'm really liking her drive or her off the dribble. I just like to see her take it on in or take that shot.
Inbounds Telchin, Schrader, back out front. Nichols drives to the basket. Off the window and good.
Regal's quick down the court.
7-3 with a minute to play in this opening quarter. Rivalry Saturday, Regina and Bellevue. Bellevue and a man, Regina. They'll try the right side perimeter. Back up on top. Ellie Gann in the game. She's a sophomore. Play a little weave out front. Nave Dunn's got it. Dumont. Dumont between the two circles, out at the top of the key. Out near side, Dunn's got it. Half a minute to play, first quarter. 4-point advantage for Regina.
Comet's doing a great job on defense here. They're pushing Regina outside of that 3-point line.
They're still working outside that arc, and now very aggressively, Gianna Mickles gets too close. They'll call the foul. That's going to be the second team foul. So each team with of fouls.
That's two fouls each in the first quarter for the first game for Regina, but early in the season, that's pretty clean. So that's another thing. First couple games of the season, remember, girls, check in with the official scorer before you enter the ballgame.
Like we can't tell you were an official scorer. Right?
I can't. I would have never said that.
Kayla Miller is into the ball game for the Comets. Shot from the outside, missed by Gann. The Comets at the horn. Won't go. So kind of a sluggish first quarter for both teams, but Regina will have the lead at the end of one, 7-3. This is girls high school basketball in KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Brian Schlater, Gina Rogers, 7-3. Regina leading Bellevue opening quarter. Not the best first quarter that we've seen out of Regina in past games, but at the same time, hey, first game of the season, what can you say? Your thoughts here.
Well, I mean, if I'm Regina, I'm looking to work the ball inside a little bit more and lay off those threes. I've got them 0 for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So work the ball inside. Looks like, and again, I've said it multiple times in the first quarter, I just want to see Bellevue keep driving in on them and look to score. Put the ball up and get the foul. I think that's there for them.
Well, 23% shooting for Regina. Bellevue, 11%. Regina, 3 of 13. They have the basketball. Left to right in front of us. Start of the second quarter. It's 7-3 in favor of the Regals. A little bit more patient this time around. Kennedy Wallace left side up. They're going to call an offensive foul.
Our officiating crew, I don't recognize everyone's names, but I don't know everyone's names, but I do recognize that they are out of the Quad Cities. So this is a Quad City-based officiating crew on this particular game.
We call the foul on Alex Weiss. Third team foul for the Regals. Handoff receiving it is Kaylee Miller. And they run a little weave out of the right side off of the hands of Lindsay Manowitz. Lost it to Regina. Here comes a team from Iowa City. Crossover dribble. Grayson Dumont stops from the left side. Passes it up to the near side. That's Kennedy Wallace. Right wing. Then she brings it up top of the key. Dumont long for Wallace. Gallagher, the sophomore. Got it at the top. Swing it out left side. Miller guarding the pass. thrown away.
Yeah, I think that they were looking to just cut down the baseline, and she thought she was going back outside. But again, the Comets doing a great job keeping the Regals outside of that three-point arc with their defense. They're really pushing them outside.
Now they're just going to have to be patient, try to find those opportunities.
Right, work it in.
Still only a two-possession game.
Just a little...
That ball gets tipped and deflected by Regina. Yeah, a little changing up the defense a bit. Dumont up on top. Jumper taken. Left of the foul line. Oh, Alex Weiss missed it. And now for Bellevue. Team in the royal blue uniforms. Shanna Mickles.
Good. And that's exactly what I wanted to see Mickles do, and actually the rest of Bellevue is just keep driving. I mean, Regina's doing a great job on defense, but I think if they keep that drive, they're going to get them on those blocking fouls moving their feet.
She got fouled. Hold on, Alex Weiss. Weiss will come out with two fouls. Katie Dunn back in, the senior. Regina ranks second in the state of Iowa, if you follow those ranking stuff at all. Certainly some great Eastern Iowa representatives within those top 15 rankings.
Yes, we have. We're going to have a fun season of basketball on this side of the state this year. I am, as mentioned, excited.
Losing the handle is Jana Mickles. Looks like she wanted to throw it, then changed her mind at the last second. Slips off her hands. Picked off by Regina. Out of the top is Dunn. Fling it out to Lauren Gardy. The shot taken for the outside. No good, Dumont. Rebound goes to the Comets. 2-on-2 all the way into the basket. Missed by Mickles. Rebound. Regina had it. Looks like we'll have a foul on Bellevue. But Jeff Wallace says, all right, that's the way. We call the foul on Kaylee Miller. 5'6 junior.
Reaching in after that rebound. And no pressure from the Comets. They've dropped back into their defense, so. Court.
Lauren Gardy out between the two circles. Regina taking their time again. You can see Bellevue not allowing a lot of opportunity outside. That time, Regina trying to penetrate. You can see Kennedy Wallace trying that left side of the lane, and unfortunately just couldn't find that opening. So now for the Comets. Toss will go out deep into the right corner. That's Schrader. Schrader along for Alyssa Rubble, who is into the game. Down low, the pass, it's up and good. Teresa Paulson, best opportunity Bellevue has had for an interior shot. They'll make that one. The lead trickle down to two. It's 7-5, 4:37 in the second. Shot up quickly, that's up and in there.
Gina answers. So this is good. They're, both teams are working it inside, and just as we saw there, that's working out well.
Lehman gets a bucket for Regina, back to back. This time a long ranger for Cameron Ray. Three-pointer for the Comets of Bellevue.
Just like that, she goes outside and proves me wrong. That's good. Good shot selection.
Now the scoring's picking up. Tried to go over top, intended for Katie Dunn. I'll call a foul on the Comets.
Yeah, I think they called that on Cameron Ray. I think she just kind of had her hand in the, kind of on the back of Katie Dunn there, and just kind of gave her probably an unintentional little push.
Lead is one for Regina. They have possession of the ball in the left side corner. Alexa Lehman, top of the circle. Long for Dumont. Long ranger, Kennedy Wallace for three. Not good. Rebound out of the Comets. That's Emma Kelchin, the senior. Needs some help. And she will fling it across to the half-court line. Taken by Rubel. From the outside, shot missed by Banowitz. Rebound comes out. Regina left to right in front of us. 3:41 to the second. The lead of one, Regina. Down underneath, spinning pass goes to the low right block, and now back into the hands of the right side. The three-pointer is up, and it's good for Dumont.
Great ball movement by the Regals there, getting it inside and out and finding the open shot. That was a great ball movement.
Schrader gets hung up by the foul line. It's Ray for three. Not this time. Rebound. It's fought for. Kelchin got it for a moment. Lost out of her hands. Regina the other way and in a hurry. The pass will come out to the left. That's Gardy. She lost it. Here come the Comets. My Regina, though, relentless in the backcourt, trying to go for the steal, and this time they will call the foul into the backcourt on the Regals. There's two individuals there. We'll see what they ended up calling it on. We got a timeout. We'll keep it right here as the score is 12-8 in favor of Regina, but tell you what, the pace has been picked up a little bit.
It's definitely been picked up. We can see a few more fouls because of it. They're getting a little more aggressive in there, but this is good. I think both teams, if you know, first quarter they kind of were finding their feet a little bit, and now they're kind of getting into it a little bit more.
2:56 on the clock, second quarter. And earlier today, it was Garrigan from Algona defeating Van Buren 71-53, but that was a fun road trip.
I read, actually, thanks to Jeff Linder in the Gazette, I read that they were a combined 300 and some miles to get here this morning. So thank you to those teams and their fans for making the trip and making this day special.
Scott Monk, the principal organizer for Rivalry Saturday, his Maquoketa Valley squad defeated MFL Marmac by the score of 50-37. Regina and Bellevue right now. Right after this one, we'll have the game for you. Iowa City West taking out taking on Davenport Assumption. Again, right after this Regina game. Comets underneath their own basket. Jump ball is called. Tangle up on the interior.
Yeah, Emma Kelton just brought it down a little bit, and Kennedy Wallace was right there to tie her up.
There's the inbound Kelchin. Kelchin tangled up in the corner, looking for help. I think she called the timeout.
Yeah, actually, that's the exact same thing happened. It's just got kind of stuck in the corner, and what Emma Kelchin did is she brought the ball down. As a post player, you always want to try to keep the ball up, you know, shoulders or higher if you possibly can, unless you're doing a power dribble. She had that down both times around her belly button, and that allowed Kennedy Wallace both times. She was the one who got her hand in there as well, both times to kind of reach into that ball. So if you're taller, if you're, you know, you're 5'11", Emma Kelchin, keep that ball up there where the, you know, the 5'8 Kennedy Wallaces can't get their hand on him.
High school basketball is presented by First Federal Credit Union today on the North Gym, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. It's 12-8, Regina leading Bellevue, 2:37 remaining until halftime at the newly created Cohawk Arena. Beautiful venue that they have here.
It's gorgeous. And thank you to Co for letting us be here. Thank you for the stats. They should be very proud of this arena. It's great.
So folks are out and about, maybe doing a little Christmas shopping. Come on in and...
or just leave us on in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the inbounds. They got it to Kelton. This time the foul on the Regals. I think they're going to call it undone. I guess it looks that way. Mickles is going to check back in. Lindsay Banowitz, the sophomore, checks out. Everybody back on the squad here for Bellevue from a year ago, so they're certainly going to do some damage in the River Conference. Pass intended for Kelchin off of her hands, and hustling trying to get it was Kennedy Wallace. Goes out of bounds, but it looks like it was last touch by Bellevue. Right in front of the Regina bench. .25 clock continues to move downward in this second quarter.
So the Regals, it looks like they kind of got four out, and they've got Dunn posting up around the, just kind of hanging around the free throw line.
Well, that time they tried to drive to the basket, and it's going to be stolen away by the Comets. Quickly goes Schrader, misses shot, got her own rebound to get tied up by Lauren Gardy, and I think they're going to call the foul on Lauren.
So that's going to be 1-1.
Yep. Seventh team foul.
So that was going to be my comment for the comments, was to come to be game aware and see that they need to come down and draw that foul so they could step up to the free throw line. And they did exactly that.
Schrader averaged 3 points a year ago. excuse me, check that. 3 points is what you got against Monticello. And looking for more opportunities here against the Regals. Miss a second, so it's 12-9. Here's Kennedy Wallace out of the right corner. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Bellevue. Down the right sideline. Taking her time with the dribble. Cameron Ray's got it. The inside Kelchin. Kelchin double teamed. Throw it back outside. Kelchin gets it back. Triple teamed. Jumper taken. Ray for three. Hits it. Cameron Ray, boy, she was relentless trying to get it into Kelchin. Kelchin kept giving it back to her, and Ray finally says, I'm going to take matters into my own hand, makes a three. Now Regina missed a shot, got their own rebound. The traveling violation call on Katie Dunn.
Well, yeah, that sequence back and forth there with Kelchin inside and outside, what they were doing is they were making the defense move back and forth, and they were just waiting for the defense to kind of miss it, and that's exactly what happened. They didn't get back quick enough on that last pass.
Full court press by Regina. High pass Schrader. They have the numbers high off the glass. It's no good on the shot, but a foul is called. So that's going to send Schrader to the line for Bellevue.
I'm pretty sure they didn't see me, Ryan, from where we're sitting here in the top, but I was waving her in. They're like, you got numbers. Go. Go to the basket.
Grace in the foul. Jeff Wallace wanted a little bit of clarification, I think, as the free throw is made. Nice to see Wally up and down the sidelines again. You know, I think they put the seatbelt rule in about the time that he had resigned from Regina. He comes back, and they put the rule back in that you can go up and down the sidelines again. Some coaches, though, have gotten so used to sitting down. Nope, the travel. The travel on Regina. Lehman call for the violation.
And I will tell you, I watched the ball game Tuesday night, and they called several traveling. I think the officials are really, really watching that leg, at least so far in these two games that I've seen. Traveling is really, it wasn't a point of emphasis in the rules meeting this year, but they seem to really be watching it closely.
Well, that's one, you know, they're still working on the hand checks. 53 seconds till the end of the second. It's 14-12, Bellevue with the lead now. Shot is up, and it is missed. Offensive rebound, and they'll call the tie-up, which will give it back to Regina. Paulson tried to get the grab, the freshman. The Regals are right there, so now Regina's trying to make something happen here with a two-point margin. So if you liked high-scoring games, this game's not the one for you. But if you like defense and aggressiveness, man, everybody is kind of going after it here. And still kind of feeling each other out. Lehman left side, kicks it into the corner. Jumper up, and that was no good. Rebound is going to be to nobody yet. Out of bounds. Last touch by Bellevue.
Yeah, Bellevue's getting some hands on there. I think that one was partially blocked in there by Jace Paulson. And both teams substituting a lot, too, giving their players, you know, get in there, work hard, and I'll give you a little rest. So we're seeing a little depth on both teams and rotating some folks in and out.
Well, I think four players went in for Regina. Anna Martin gets the inbounds. Pulled it back out of the right side. Guardy hits it for three. Lauren, her first three, will give Regina the lead with 14 seconds until halftime. 15-14, that's the score. For Bellevue. Schrader's got it. Left side of the lane. Low block. It's up. Trickles off the rim. No good. Out of bounds. Going to remain Comet basketball. And with that, you heard the buzzer. Dunn back in. Boy, Jeff Wallace, he'd make a good hockey coach the way that last minute or so, he's just run another line in.
The public address announcer in me would be having a hard time keeping up with that.
Inbounds in the lane. Shot missed by Schrader. It's going to be Regina basketball. Great opportunity for nice screen set down low. Freed her up from 10 feet away. Couldn't get the basket.
Yeah, he was there. It just didn't fall.
First half has come to an end. And Regina, thanks to that three-pointer in the closing minute, We'll go into halftime leading Bellevue in the score of this one, 15-14. Well, we'll give you the stats and tell you what we saw here in the first half of this game, part of Rivalry Saturday at Cohawk Arena in Cedar Rapids on the campus of Coe College. This is girls high school basketball on KGYM.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
This Sunday is a showdown of two of the NFC's best as the New Orleans Saints visit the Los Angeles Rams. Hi, this is Tom McCarthy of Westwood One. Join Brady Papinga and me for all the action. Can Drew Brees and the Saints march into the Coliseum and stretch their winning streak to 9 straight? Or will Jared Goff and the Rams come out on top? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL football presented by MediaCom, the Saints and the Rams, Sunday at 3:15 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Well, the score of this one has Regina leading Bellevue 15-14 after two quarters. First game of the season for Regina. And the second contest for the 0-1 Bellevue Comets. Get an opportunity to take a look at some of the statistics that we have for you in this first two quarters. Oh, Steve Dozier's just arrived, ready for game number two. Got to make that announcement between our stats here, right?
Well, for all of his fans, absolutely.
That's right. 7-3 the score at the end of the first one, but things certainly picked up with Bellevue outscoring Regina 11-8, but enough for Regina to have the lead. We take a look at some of these numbers here. 4 of 20 in the game for Bellevue for 20%. 2 of 6 from outside the arc. 4 of 6 from free throws at 66.7%. And Regina, the percentage just a titch better. 6 of 25 for 24%. 2 of 14 at 14% from outside the arc. And 1 of 2 from the foul line. So not many visits to the free throw line at this point of the ball game. As far as rebounds, both teams with 19. But what's kind of different here, Bellevue, 6 offensive, 13 defensive. And for Regina, 12 defensive and 7 offensive. So there you go. A very small disparity as far as a rebound.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny how that's interesting. But what else kind of stands out for you?
The little thing that I see, I mean, you just kind of went through the shooting percentages. But you know, on top of that, I see that Regina's taken 13 more shots than Bellevue has. And so I think that, you know, they're getting the ball, they're moving it around, you know, they're getting a few more shots up there. So that's an important thing. But, you know, 4 of 20, 2 of 14 is the big one that stands out to me from three-point land for Regina. Like I said, I think they, you know, I'd like to see them work the ball inside a little bit more. But Bellevue's done a great job of keeping them beyond that three-point arc. Their defense has been pretty tough, but I still say, I mean, I'd like to see him go inside and be a little bit more patient, a few more passes around, because they are very good passers. They're good at finding the open person. Just be patient and look for them and not rely on that three-point shot. And I really don't think they need it at this point. If you look at it from a height standpoint, they don't have a height disparity or disadvantage. These teams are pretty well evenly matched. The other thing that really stood out to me in the first half, Ryan, was I have to give a shout out to Lauren Gardy. I said it several times in the first quarter, but I noticed it throughout. She is excellent, as all of the Regals are, but specifically Lauren, so far in this game, has done a great job of getting her hand in passing lanes and getting a deflection. You don't always have to steal the ball, but just make sure you're deflecting the ball with the hand closest to the ball. That way you're not crossing your body. When you cross your body, that's oftentimes when you get the foul. Just deflect the ball out, and oftentimes one of your teammates can run and get it, or you can hustle and get it, or just cause enough disruption that the other team is going to create the turnover for you. So so far, I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Lauren Gardy. I think she's really stepped up.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, night and day, first quarter to the second quarter.
Absolutely.
Saw a better style of play, aggressiveness, better shot selection.
Speed.
Yeah, speed. Yeah. So with that in mind, the coaches in the locker room right now are probably telling their teams what?
Well, I think it's the same, and people who hear us on the broadcast will hear me say this almost every ball game, because I truly believe this is one of the fundamentals. Whoever comes out of halftime with the most enthusiasm, whoever wins the first 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes of the third quarter, that sets the tone for the rest of the game. And so I think that's just it. You have to carry this momentum at halftime. You're tired. It's your first or second game of the year. You're a little bit gassed, but you got to come out the third quarter and start this everything, you know, brand new, start playing hard right from the get-go. Win those first 3 minutes and set the tone for the rest of the game.
Rebecca Schrader for Bellevue, 3 points, 7 rebounds. Teresa Paulson, 3 points. And let's see here. She gets 1 rebound thus far. 6 points for Cameron Ray. A rebound to go along with that. Kaylee Miller, no points. Lindsay Banowitz has not scored. Lisa Rubel has seen some time, no points. And McKelchin, no points in the contest thus far. For Regina, and they are led by Lauren Gardy, 5 points. 3 points for Alexa Lehman and 4 rebounds. 3 for Grace and Dumont, 3 rebounds. Kennedy Wallace, no points, but she's got 4 boards all in the defensive end. Alex Weiss with 4 points and a rebound to her credit. Scoreless Kennedy Wallace, as we mentioned. And again, Maeve Dunn, Anna Martin. Allie Gann saw some time there, and Katie Dunn also scoreless thus far. 3 steals for Lauren Gardy as well. A block goes for Kennedy Wallace for Regina. And this all, as we said, being done without Mary Crompton, who has a knee injury, so she's missing today's game, and we'll see she'll be able to come back. We'll just have to see how things kind of go out for her. The Illinois State letter of intent for her, so we'll see. She averaged, as we said, 22 points against Bellevue last season, so she always seemed to have her number when she played Bellevue. She was close to the 20-point spectrum throughout the season, but certainly an important game as Regina is 5-0 against Bellevue and has outscored them 58-41 in their 5 meetings. Doubt we'll get in the 50s for this game the way it's been going here, but we're certainly expecting a more spirited second half, because after a rough first quarter, the second quarter is certainly coming along much better basketball, and we'll see how things turn out here for the second half. A couple of other notes to bring your way. We have more Iowa high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on the FMs, 107.5 the North Gym and 106.3 FM in the South Gym. After this game, we'll have for you live West High from Iowa City taking on Davenport Assumption. Scott Unash and Steve Dozier will have that one for you. That'll be followed by Gene and I returning for Springville taking on Panorama. Steve and Scott come back for the 5-10 matchup with Linmar and Marion. Followed by Gene and I having Cascade and North Lynn. And the nightcap, the final game of this rivalry Saturday game. Center Point Urbana taking on North Scott, slated to begin at around 8:20. On AM 1600 today, you got the Cyclones taking on Kansas State, 2:30 game. You and I at Monmouth, that's a 4 p.m. contest for all you college football enthusiasts. Score Michigan and Ohio State, they're tied at 14.5, and Purdue a leading Indiana 21-10. And that is getting underway in the third quarter.
And Ryan, the most important football game of today.
I was trying to walk my way around that, but I figured you'd go ahead. Go ahead.
It's the Iron Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, and I have to cannot let the day go by without saying Roll Tide. I am an Alabama fan, originally from Alabama, so this is a big day for me. I am sporting the colors today here at the gymnasium. I did check to make sure none of the teams we were covering were also the same color.
She's all decked out, folks. The joy of radio. Here at this Rivalry Saturday game, it is Regina leading Bellevue 15-14. We got the second half coming up right after this timeout. This is girls high school basketball on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Kevin Kugler here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. The 8-2 Pittsburgh Steelers will play host to the Green Bay Packers in Week 12 on Sunday night. The Steelers have won five straight with Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown leading the offense. Now they face a Packers team needing a win to keep postseason hopes alive. Join Jason Taylor and me for all the action and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football, the Packers and the Steelers, Sunday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
Brian Schlater, Gina Rogers on the campus of Coe College Cedar Rapids, hosting this year's Rivalry Saturday, the 14th annual Rivalry Saturday. Taking in many of these contests, always a lot of fun to check it out. And I'll tell you who else likes them, college coaches.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great place to come and watch, do a little recruiting or visual recruiting, if nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. Take a look and see what all you got and check out throughout. It's going to be Bellevue starting off the second half with the basketball shot. It's nothing but air. Lindsay Banowitz, unfortunately for her team, misses that shot, trickles out of bounds. Halftime score, 15-14. It's where we're at. We're 20 seconds into this third quarter. Regina with the lead. With possession of the basketball is Lauren Gardy. They swing it around to the left side. Shot from the outside is up, and it's missed. It's trickled around underneath the basket. It's taken by Lauren Gardy again. Then out on top is Dumont. Dumont gets tangled up by the free throw line area. Gardy looks... Well, I hope that wasn't a shot. I think she was hoping that somebody was going to go underneath because that was well off the mark.
Yeah, we had the angle on that one, and that was...
I think just some offensive miscommunication. So the comments back the other way on the right side. A basket here from the Quahog gym. For Bellevue, Kaylee Miller starts the second half. As we said, she had an injury in her game against Monticello, Monty Kramer's team out of the Tri-River. Shot goes up and a foul. Emma Kelchin.
Yeah, she and Alex Weiss were really battling down low there. She was calling for the ball, got it in. They were collapsing, so she was kind of triple-teamed, but good job by Emma Kelchin taking it up strong and drawing a foul.
Looks like they're going to call it on Kennedy Wallace in the foul. But you're right, and Emma Kelchin is going to be pivotal this year. She's able to stay healthy, this entire squad. And something that Coach Ray told us about, too, is that... That would be Rick Ray, the head coach of Bellevue, that if we need to go big, we can do that. If we need to go quicker, we can make that work. Whatever this team, the hand that you're dealt, there's going to be a lot of flexibility for Bellevue. They're going to be a fun team to watch this year. Here's a turnover. Bad pass thrown away by Bellevue. Kaylee Miller's got it just inside the arc of the right side. Bounce pass comes out near side Cameron Ray. R-E-E-G, pronounced Ray. She's a 5'3 senior. Out at the top of the circle. Ray's got it to the right. Miller. Miller goes underneath for Kelchin for the two. Emma Kelchin. That's her first field goal this afternoon. And it's Bellevue with a two-point advantage. Dumont, skip pass out of the right side. Kennedy Wallace. Look in the perimeter. Alexa Lehman. Lehman brings it up between the two circles. Lauren Gardy near the three-point line. Puts it up. It's no good. Just off the hands of Alex Weiss.
Both teams staying in the man-to-man or player-to-player defense to start the third quarter. And they're actually coming out pretty far and pulling it pretty tight. This looks like a full-court man here for Regina.
And Mickles having difficulty bringing it inbounds. Somehow is able to do so. Rebecca Schrader. Kaylee Miller all the way down to the basket. She gets stopped by a couple of Regina players. Dribble out goes to Mickles, to Kelchin. Partially blocked. Out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Kelchin.
Yeah, and we got to give credit there to Alex Weiss. She did a great job. She just held her own down there. She was a wall. That's what you want her to do from a defensive standpoint. Great job.
Weiss, 16 points per ball game last year, and certainly great defense a year ago. And certainly battling Kelchin on the defensive end.
That's a good matchup.
Weiss will get it. She'll take it 19 feet away. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out of the Comets. Kaylee Miller dribbles her way out of traffic down the right sideline. Up ahead it goes to Mickles. Mickles tapped out of her hand. She gets it back. She stops her dribble. It's Miller. Miller skip pass to the far side for the team of the blue uniforms. That's the Bellevue Comets. Blue uniforms, white numerals with Bellevue across the front. Mickles with the score, 17-15, Bellevue leading it. Shot is up. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound to Regina. That's Lehman. We go the other way. A slow dribble now goes to Gardy. Lauren Gardy, the senior. Out of the right corner. They'll call the foul. That's on Bellevue Schrader, Rebecca Schrader.
Schrader just trying to cut off the baseline and end up just getting her with her hip there. May have been just a step behind her.
Inbound for Regina. Freeing up underneath. Easy to Alexa Lehman. It'll be her fifth point. We're tied up at 17. There's a steal. Regina gets it. Oh, but a bad pass. It's taken away by the Comets underneath. Tried to do a little handoff there. And the Comets wide awake to pick up the loose basketball. Trying to take the lead here.
Kelchin and Weiss battling on the block down there. Just hip to hip, really battling it out.
Cameron Ray and Mickles. Schrader takes it from 18 feet away. No good. And she retrieves the basketball near the half-court line. Brings it back up to the foul circle. She'll stop her dribble there. Coming around the backside. Mickles from 18. No. Rebound Regina. And here come the Regals. Up to the near sideline. Dumont. Waving it to the inside. Going to call the foul. They didn't call the foul. They would have called the travel. But the reason she traveled is because she ran into a Comet player.
Yeah, she actually was dribbling into the lane, and Kelchin was standing at the top, kind of close to the free throw line, and just kind of turned and stuck her hand to try to stop her, and I think that's who they got.
Maeve Dunn to toss the ball inbounds, baseline right side, 17-17. We're in the third quarter here from Coe College, 3:37 to play in the third quarter. The inbounds, Alex Weiss. Weiss circles her way in, runs into traffic, back out front, Lauren Gardy. Gardy to Lehman, up on top. Getting her play in the air is Maeve Dunn. Then they loop it down low. Shot up good, too, for Alex Weiss. 5'11 junior makes good to give a 19-17 lead for the Regals. Regals, state four out of the last 5 years. Shot missed, no good.
Just based on body language, it looks like they called that one on Rebecca Schrader. Yes, they did. Took two on her.
The 5'9 senior, Rebecca Schrader. 3 minutes, 9 seconds as we see some more teams that are going to be competing in this rivalry Saturday arrive.
Looks like that's Iowa City West.
Kennedy Wallace down to the baseline. She gets it from outside the arc for three. Not this time. The weak side of rebound taken by the Comets. It's Teresa Paulson needing some help, and she gets some help from Banowitz. Into the front court, Ray. Up on top. Kicks it out left side. There's a three in the air. Good for the Comets. Alyssa Rubel. Rubel's been kind of quiet here. Now a steal for a moment. Oh, but she Adriana Mickles had the steal right in front of the scorer's bench, but it looks like she was on the sideline, out of bounds.
She was doing a good job keeping it alive, too. It's just her foot actually went out behind her, but she was trying to keep that dribble, keeping it alive. So good hustle there by Mickle.
2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Third quarter, 20 to 19, Bellevue. Inside pass. Weiss has it back out front. Three ball in the air for Dunn. No good. Rebound for Regina. The putback up. No good by Weiss. She's able to get it right back. Looking for help. She gets it. Dunn underneath. Foul called. Two foul shots are up and coming for the team from Iowa City.
Yeah, really hustling and keeping that ball alive. Coming to, you know, Weiss was kind of trapped in the corner there, and she got a little help out, and then shot, fake, and drive.
Throw up, no good for Maeve. She'll have another one. Well, the good news is for Regina, they're certainly going to have some good rebounding stats. The bad news is a lot of those are offensive rebounds, and you hope that you can make the shot the first time around. Missed the second free throw off the hands. It looks like Bellevue.
Well, a lot of that, too, is just, you know, getting the first game jitters out. Some of those first shots are going to start falling. They keep working at
it. No doubt. Or kind of just being matter-of-factly of the shots that aren't going down for them, but it is expected. It's always going to be a rough first outing. But certainly a competitive ball game to start up the season for Regina. From the outside, and Martin cannot hit. And it goes out of bounds in the corner. Back to the Comets. Up by a point at 20-19.
Well, Ryan, we're seeing in this third quarter, they're keeping the pace up. They're keeping that intensity up, both teams hustling. Full court pressure here, 2-1-2, looks like.
And in the front court, Mickles. Jumper by the foul line, Banowitz. She connects to make the lead at 3 for Bellevue. Underneath, Anna Martin. Get some help from Dumont. From outside the arc, goes to the inside. Then she kicks it out to Kennedy Wallace. She missed the outside shot for 3. Rebound to Bellevue, and the Comets take it up the floor with Lindsay Banowitz. Out it goes to Mickles, all the way to the basket. No good. The offensive putback is up and good. Paulson makes the basket, and she gets fouled.
Paulson in a great position there, getting that board and putting it right back up.
She's got 5 points. They go to the foul line. They'll call it on Dumont. Maybe.
Looks like Kelchin's waiting to come in for Paulson as soon as she finishes up her three-point play here. She sinks that free throw.
And does not. I think I heard Gina.
I did.
Mutter under her breath. Yeah, she's. Gina's not a fan of missed free throws.
No, I'm not. They're very important.
Then again, what coach is, right?
I'm just, again, you know, we've got five team fouls on the Comets in this quarter. So pretty certain those free throws are going to be coming pretty important.
24-19, the lead built up for the Comets. 56.6 remaining in the third. Regina with the basketball. Short little jumper right of the foul line is up. No good for Ellie Gann. Regina gets it back with the steal. The shot's no good. Oh, man. And I tell you what, Grayson Dumont thought that it went down. She turned away, and everybody gave the big O, and she was looking around kind of befuddled.
She's
and it started
smiling.
To go down and came back up. Yeah, but she did get fouled.
Yes, she did.
That's the good news for Regina. And she makes the first free throw. She'll have another one. Missed that one. Her point total remains at 3. Comets leading by 4, 43 seconds. Ball flitters away, chased down by Alex Weiss. The junior hands it off to Grayson Dumont. From the left side, jumper taken up, and it is no good. Looks like we got a whistle and a foul. On the Regals.
Yeah, pretty. Emma Kelchin had that rebound pretty well secured, and they just just reached in there and got that foul. Again, full court pressure here from the Regals.
Comets break the pressure. Quickly down goes Kelchin. Puts it up off balance, no good. And they'll call the foul on the Comets. You talked about getting the ball cleanly. Grayson Dumont had it. And it looked as though Banowitz tried to come in for the backside. Call for the foul with 20 seconds left.
So we're going to be shooting here.
Yeah.
Dumont.
17 fouls on the Comets. So the Comets lead in the Regals 24-20 with 20.4 on the clock. No good for Dumont. Offensive rebound, and that one's going to go in. Alex Weiss battling underneath with 12 seconds. Try to apply the pressure into the front court. And getting around all of that disaster was Mickle. She goes all the way in. She makes a basket. Goes left sideline, then baseline. Shot at the horn is no good. Third quarter comes to an end. And your score, Bellevue, 26. Iowa City, Regina, 22. This is girls high school basketball on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Thank you.
Ryan Slater, Gina Rogers, getting ready for the fourth quarter, and it's Bellevue 26, Regina 22. After three quarters, Bellevue 9 of 33, 27.3%, 3 of 8 from outside the arc, 5 of 9 from the foul line. Regina's 23.1%, that's 9 of 39, 2 of 22 from outside the arc, and 2 of 7 from the free throw line. Rebounds pretty much even. Bellevue with 30 and Regina with 31. Regina has the ball, well, had the ball, and they throw it away for their 13th turnover compared to 15 for Bellevue.
Bellevue won the third quarter. They outscored them 12-7, so they do have more. They've got 17 fouls versus 3 for the Regals, so that's going to come into play. So we'll see if they can keep that momentum up in the fourth quarter.
This time they tried to lead the ball to Emmett Kelchin down low, and that goes out of bounds, so the teams trade turnovers. Just seems to me we've seen a little bit more structure for each team as each quarter develops. So
well, sure, yeah.
Really expecting a good fourth quarter here for both these squads. We'll see if Coach Ray, Coach Wallace, maybe have a couple of something they might kind of pull out of the old clipboard here.
Yeah, and experienced players that are just kind of getting more into the groove of the game as we go on, and certainly as we will go through the season as well.
Regina with possession of the basketball, working around the perimeter right now. Some screen set up high, not being terribly deliberate. There is a Dumont. Then off it goes to Lauren Gardy, and she drew the foul, and she'll have two foul shots.
So this is, if I'm Coach Wallace, I'm telling my Regina Regals to go ahead and take that ball inside. They've already got 18 fouls on the Comets, and just keep stepping up and taking it to them, step up and make those free throws.
And that one's good. Lauren cashes that one in, her first free throw made. Regina owning the longest regular season winning streak at 44 games.
Wow.
Second free throw, good. Two-point game, 26-24. Here's Bellevue. And the front court. Ray's got it. Now it goes out for Mickles. Mickles back to the near side. Ray. Skip the pass over. Mickles drives behind the defender. Put it up. No good. The rebound is grabbed by Elegan, the sophomore. In the front court for Regina. Ball placed back over to Maeve Dunn.
Yep.
And then the inside, a traveling violation. Alex Weiss got hung up.
She's giggling a little bit. She knew that she was trying. That was happening. You said exactly right, Ryan. She got a little hung up and didn't get the ball on the floor.
26-24, Bellevue with the lead and with the basketball. Bellevue really slowing things down right now. Here's Cameron Ray. Ray for three. Got it.
Inside out.
Made three of those now. Regina tries the answer. Can't do it. Rebound to Rebecca Schrader for the team in the royal blue uniforms. Dribble in. Well, the Bellevue fans wanted a call. Anna Mickles missed his shot. Regina the other way. Coming right down is Weiss. Caught it on the run in the lane. Left of the basket, but she missed it. Rebound to Bellevue. Cameron Ray, a little injury in that Monticello game. Didn't start today, but seeing significant time, especially in this second half. 29-24 Bellevue, 5:15 remaining fourth quarter. Again, all being done here today for Regina without Mary Crompton, who out with the knee injury. Shot is up and good for Bellevue.
Bellevue doing a good job being patient on that.
Schrader making her fifth point. The ball is kicked. And now we got a timeout. We'll keep it right here for a moment. Let's give a little shout out to Jeff Wallace's coaches. Had to say hi to Matt Haas. He's been an assistant for Jeff Wallace during numerous times. Also had a stint at Highland as a boys coach, but and Clear Creek Amana as their girls coach, and been alongside of Coach Wallace several years throughout. And Bryce Mines, former boys coach at Washington, Clear Creek Amana. In fact, my first ever high school broadcast was a Bryce Mines coach team, so there you go. And certainly when you bring in 34 years of experience, it's certainly going to bode very well for this team and this squad as they move forward here, not to mention Mary Halverson and Mark Bessler for Jeff Wallace's Regina team. And big expectations to return to the state basketball tournament. Their only loss to the, I believe, was the eventual state champion,
the Western Christian Wolfpack. We saw the Western Christian Wolfpack and Iowa City Regina in the state volleyball tournament this year as well. Both excellent teams with good athletes that hope to be in Des Moines in March.
Algona Gehrig defeated Van Buren earlier today, 71-53. And Maquoketa Valley defeated MFL Marmac, 50-37. After this game, we'll have Davenport Assumption taking on Iowa City West. Here in the North Gym, 107.5, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM. Ryan Schlater, Gina Rogers for the final 4 minutes, 48 seconds at least in this fourth quarter. Shot taken for the outside. It's no good. Rebound to the Comets. Foul called on Dumont of Regina.
Yeah, Regina's got fouls to give, and I think that's what Coach is telling them. That's only their fourth team foul. So they're going to have to probably commit a few more on the floor here so they can try and get the ball back. And conversely, Bellevue just needs to take care of the ball. And you know, there's no shot clock in high school basketball. They're playing with the lead right now, and sometimes that's one of the hardest things to do is play with the lead. Got to take care of the ball and be patient.
Flung over to Kaylee Miller. She has it in the corner. Steps in toward the lane area. Quick passes. Goes inside to Kelchin. Fouled before she got the ball. They'll call it on Alex Weiss. That has been quite the battle, Alex and Emma Kelchin.
It's been fun to watch. Two excellent players down low there, just challenging each other. So just, both of them are just only going to get better from this, you know, from the competition they've had against each other today.
And the inbounds to Schrader. Rebecca Schrader, a 5-9 senior, goes out to Gianna Mickles. She's a junior. To Miller, a junior. So some youth. Plenty of experience. Everybody back for this Bellevue team. And they lead 31-24 with 3:59 to play in the fourth. Here's Kelchin. She got the ball, missed it, got her own rebound, put it back up No good, but a foul called.
Yep, Kelchin doing a good job staying with it. Missed the first one, went back up for the rebound, and just took it back up. Reese kind of was appealing to the official that, hey, I got all ball. Official says, that's not the way I saw it.
And you have to move on.
Right.
Kelchin misses the free throw. Well, that could help bring you right back in. 31-24 is the largest lead today. With 3:55, still all kinds of time remaining. Free throw is good.
Kelchin's going to get a little bit of rest, and Paulson will come back for a little bit. They've done a good job of, you know, kind of splitting the time and giving each other time to catch their breath.
Regina averaged about 70 points per ball game a year ago. I mean, they were really mounting up the points, and certainly not used to the 24 that they have thus far here today. Part of Rivalry Saturday activities.
Might be part of the Crompton, missing Crompton effect.
And that shot from the outside missed by Grayson Dumont. And flitters out of bounds. Didn't get rim, net, or anything. And we've seen a lot of air balls today for both teams.
Okay, I think what we've got Coach Ray doing here is we're alternating Kelchin in on offense and Paulson in on defense for the Comets. So we'll see if that holds true. Jeff Wallace doing another quick change, testing the public address announcer.
Sometimes testing the official scores, too.
Well, that once you get them in the book once, you don't have to do it multiple times for the quarter. So,
that quick foul looks like Kaylee Miller had fouled in the backcourt.
So free throws are going to be important here for the Comets. It's obvious that the Regals are looking to put them on the line. So you got to step up and put points on the board when there's no time coming off the clock.
Mickles hits. Gianna Mickles. Good on the free throw. She'll have one more to build up the lead at 33-24. There's another one. It's 34-24. 10-point lead. And it is Bellevue. Now for Regina Lorengardi. Shot for the outside. And it is up. And it is not good. Rebound to Bellevue. Boy. Regina's got to find a way to develop some offense here in the closing 3 minutes and 6 seconds and down by 10 points. Comets have it. Dribbling back and forth is Cameron Ray.
Very patient and deliberate.
Cameron along for Mickles. Ball tapped.
That's good. Mickles going back to the free throw line. You know, she's a junior and has had a really, really kind of taken the leadership role, it looks like, in the game, at least today, anyhow.
Free throw is missed. Gina still battling. Guardy, skip the pass over to the right side. And the ball gets lost again. Another turnover.
Emma Kelchin got a hand in there and just tipped that ball away.
34-24. Kelchin falls down as the pass went in for her, and then Weiss was able just to tap that ball away back to her teammate. So down the left sideline, Lauren Gardy's got it to the inside. The ball gets deflected on the shot. The ball is picked up by Keely Miller. See what we got underneath. Looks like a foul on the Regals. Or no, just out of bounds for half.
We're going to see a full court press here from the Regals.
Now you hear the buzzer. You see a lot of substitutions left and right.
Full timeout looks like.
Full timeout is taken. We're going to step aside as well with the score 34-24. Bellevue leading Regina with 2:22 remaining in the fourth. This is girls high school basketball in KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
Ryan Slater, Gina Rogers, coming up after this game.
We were just analyzing the teams in the stands and the team colors and who was in the locker room and who wasn't.
We saw that Panorama have arrived. This little road trip.
Yeah, and thanks to those teams and their administration and their fans and the parents and everybody for making the road trip. It makes this event even stronger. And so we certainly appreciate you coming on over to Cedar Rapids today.
Well, Jeff Wallace had mentioned, too, about how Regina's schedule has been updated to reflect some really quality teams. I mean, you got some 5A opponents. You got Kennedy City High in there. I mean, just think for Regina fans, remember the old Eastern Iowa Hawkeye Conference where you were lucky to get a game that was out of conference because you had to play each team twice. And depending on how good you were, sometimes it didn't prepare you as well for maybe state tournament type things if you were reaching that caliber. Now Regina came the other way and they got the steal. Picked it by Elligan. Now we have a shot for the outside. In and out, no good. Rebound to Bellevue. Time running out with 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It's 34-24 in favor of the Comets. Dribbled out of the right side.
Oh, that's two in a row. So Comets are just getting really rattled by that full court pressure that Regina has on them. They need to just slow down. They're playing with the lead. Take care of the ball. That all of these turnovers, the Regals are going to start cashing in on these. Still time.
Yeah, just threw it away simply. Minute 45 to go. Luis coming back for it. Lauren Gardy, she missed the shot. Ball's going to be taken by the Comets. Shot just not going down.
Yeah, especially the three balls.
Yeah. This time the loose one's picked up. Dumont's got it. Another try here for Regina. Out to the right. Shot is up, and that one's no good for Kennedy Wallace. And the rebound to Bellevue. Score remains 34-24. Now we're down to a minute 14 to play. Rebecca Schrader. And a foul.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to call it on Lauren Gardy. A little shove. The Comets hit the floor, and they're going to call.
Yeah, I don't think they were going to call it intentional originally, but then Cameron Ray kind of went ahead and just went on down a little further there, and that changed his mind.
So we'll have foul shots, kind of a flagrant one. Did they change the terminology a bit now for basketball?
I think that this PA announcer is used to calling college.
That's what I was just like, maybe I should review those.
No.
Just an intentional foul, essentially.
Right.
So the both foul shots made for Bellevue, and they're going to get the ball back. That's right, a lot of Quahog staff helping on this rivalry Saturday. Inside play, and that one's up and good for Rebecca Schrader. And it looks like Bellevue is going to give Regina their first loss in a couple of years. Ball thrown away.
And that this Bellevue team, you know, we talked to Coach Ray before the game, and they've been through a lot of adversity. They've had to grow up. They've experienced several deaths and family members, and so this is huge for them.
Yeah, one of the players whose father passed away, the parents of Coach Ray, and other classmates as well. Like they said, there's more than just wins and losses, and a very close-knit team. And close-knit teams will bring you success and a lot of enjoyment out on the floor, and you can tell that this team likes playing together.
That's right.
They're certainly showing it here today, about to defeat Regina.
And Coach Ray telling us, too, they take one game at a time, but then he kind of corrected himself and said, based on everything else, we take one day at a time, which puts it in perspective.
Kaylee Miller got fouled. She goes to the line. She misses the first free throw. With the score 38-24.
But not to fret, Regal fans. We saw a lot of good things from this team, and I think they're just kind of figuring out, as we said at the top of the broadcast, they're missing Mary Crompton. They're not for sure how long. Problems with her knee. So they're just readjusting.
And it's a big question mark. And it's going to be a matter of not necessarily how well, but how can Regina respond to this? I mean, it's a tough way to start off the season for sure. Missed by Miller. Score remains 38-24. 44 seconds to play till the end of this one. Long range three. That one goes down for Lauren Gardy. Second three-pointer made. Regina's made at least one three-point basket now in 133 consecutive games, dating back to January of 2012 when they defeated Fairfield.
Wow. Someone's keeping track of stats there.
You don't think that was me?
No.
I spent a lot of time until 2 in the morning trying to find out that stat. Meanwhile, follow the other direction, Gianna Mickles. Missed the free throw. So, yeah, the game's well in hand here for Bellevue, so it appears. But yet, man, they can't quite seal the deal when you're missing free throw. She'll make the second end. Makes it 39-27. Kennedy Wallace. Maeve Dunn now top of the key. They'll work it to Lauren Gardy. Won't take the three. Passes to Alex Weiss to the inside. Turnaround shot is up and no good.
The Regals still working hard, still aggressive. They're keeping fighting.
Anna Martin got fouled on the play. Fourth foul on Cameron Ray. She'll make the bucket. First points today for the junior Anna Martin. And no good. Regina got the rebound back. Now I think they're going to have a foul on Bellevue. Well, 39-28 with 8.9 seconds. Miller's foul. Of course, we're in the double bonus. You'll have two foul shots here. And it's missed. Just not a good start to the season for Regina, unfortunately.
She makes one of two. Gives them the opportunity to change directions here. So get your loss out of the way, learn from it, and move forward and keep playing those tough teams and get better.
And time is going to run out, and that will do it. It is the Bellevue Comets upsetting Regina here today, 39-29. The longest regular season win streak in the state of Iowa ends at 44 games. Their first regular season loss, since they lost to West Branch, 49-35, back in February of 2015. A tough outing for Regina, but kudos to Bellevue to get the victory here today by the score of 39-29. Well, we'll go over the numbers and tell you what we saw here today. And we got plenty more basketball action just behind here with this basketball contest presented by First Federal Credit Union. This is girls high school basketball and KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Alliance at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, Stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Boomer Esiason and I'll have the call from Baltimore as the Ravens host the Houston Texans. Coming off a win over the Packers and their third shutout of the season, the defensive-led Ravens can improve their AFC playoff status with a win on Monday night. Join us for the action and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, the Ravens host the Texans. Monday at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Bellevue defeats Regina today at Coe College at the Cohawk Arena, 39-29. Bellevue improves to 1-1. Regina, first loss of the season in this opener, now 0-1 on the season. So we take a look at the scoring here for Regina. It was Alex Weiss, 7 rebounds and a total of 8 points. Lauren Garney, 10 points, 3 steals in the ball game to lead the Regals. 5 points for Alexa Lehman, along with 6 rebounds, 4 for Grayson Dumont, and 4 rebounds. A point for Anna Martin, and a point for Kennedy Wallace today. And again, Maeve Dunn, scoreless. Ellie Gunn and Gannon, Katie Dunn scoreless in the outing here today. For Bellevue, they were led by Cameron Ray's 11 points, including 3 of 5 from outside the arc. Rebecca Schrader had 7 points and 10 boards. Jana Mickles with 7 points and 4 rebounds. 5 for Teresa Paulson, 2 for Lindsay Fanowitz, 3 for Alyssa Rubel, 4 for Emma Kelchin. Kayla Miller didn't score in the ball game. Brandon Laughlin saw a little bit of time but did not score here today. Comparative look at these teams. Bellevue, 31% from the field, officially 30.8. They were 12 of 39, 4 of 9 from outside the arc, and 11 of 20 for 55% from the free throw line. For Regina, only 20.4% shooting, 10 of 49, 3 of 29 from the three-point line for 10.3%, and 6 of 13 at 46.2%. Rebounds, 40 for Bellevue, 36 for Regina. And the turnover statistics, 16 for Regina and 20 for Bellevue. 8 steals for Bellevue, 15 for Regina. And that's essentially all she wrote in this one. At the end of the first quarter, Regina led 7-3. Bellevue was able to outscore Regina 11-8 to get the game a little bit tighter at halftime. With Regina leading 15-14, Bellevue took a 4-point lead, 26-22. And from then on out, still Bellevue stronger today to win 39-29. So the 7th-ranked team in 2A downs the number 2 class 2A team in the Regals. Your thoughts here, Gina? I know that the Crompton injury certainly weighed on the minds of this team, and a lot of work to do here after this opener.
A lot of work to do. Relying on the three-point ball, I think, is something they're going to have to go away from. They missed a lot of those shots. Work on inside. I like what they did with deflecting the balls and getting steals, and but they just need to work on the shooting. You know, let's get that down, and let's see the shots falling. And like you said, kudos to Bellevue. They've been through some adversity, playing like a team, playing hard, really balanced. Lots of leaders, and didn't stop after that first quarter. They just really, you know, turned on the gas and kept it on the next three quarters. So both teams off to the rest of their season and looking forward to making some changes and some adjustments, or just staying strong.
Well, that's right. In fact, on Monday, Bellevue will be playing at East Dubuque before they take on Comanche at home for Regina. They got Durant coming up Tuesday. Columbia, Missouri in that Saturday tournament coming up. And as we mentioned, they have to play Incarnate Word Academy out of St. Louis. I mean, they got recruits that are going to be playing in,
four D1?
Yeah, Purdue, yeah. DePaul. And, you know, they knocked off some of the larger teams in Missouri, so they'll have their hands full. But a great opportunity for the young ladies. And
absolutely,
just got to keep reminding folks, you know, you got to play through injuries to the other players, see how the season goes, and remind yourself this is only the first game of the season. There's plenty more coming up.
PMA, positive mental attitude.
All right, so we're going to continue on. We've got plenty more coverage as we'll have Scott and Steve slide in here in just a few minutes because we have Iowa City West and Davenport Assumption on the horizon. Earlier today, Algona Garrigan defeating Van Buren 71-53. The Coconut Valley defeated MFL Marmac 50-37. So we'll have games through on out here after this one with West and Assumption. And Gina and I will return later this afternoon for Springville and Panorama. But your final here for this contest, it was Bellevue defeating Regina 39-29 for Jeff Downing. I'm Ryan Schlater and Gina Rogers, and we'll check in a little bit later. Plenty more high school basketball coming up. This is Girls Basketball on KGYM.